Nina, really good to see you on this Tester Media Day at Silverstone. The start of the season, the 24 season, is just around the corner. I wish everybody could see the lovely smile on your face. I think you're looking forward to this, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. It's my first year in Formula Racing, and so far at testing, we've made really big steps so far already, so I'm really looking forward to the season.
I'm sure that throughout the season, the fans will get to know you better. But for those who don't know how you've got to this point, a little bit about your background.
I started karting when I was 5 years old. Didn't do much for the past 2 years because of money and other personal reasons. And then I started social media, grew a lot of followers, met my manager, met some sponsors, and that they made it. So now I'm driving Formula 4 because of that.
Wow, that's a great story about how you've used social media to get you to onto the grid here in the championship. Yeah. That's quite a story.
Yeah, I created some videos and then I gained a lot of followers, and that's how I met everyone that helped me to get into F4 now.
It's an interesting element of being a driver nowadays, isn't it, Nina? You've not just got to be quick and have good racecraft, you've got to be aware of all the commercial bits that go around it.
Yeah, luckily I got my manager, so he's taking care of most of all that stuff, so I can just focus mostly on the driving.
Well, sounds to me like you're quite savvy as well. But So, moving into the F4 Championship, how have you found the car? How have you settled in with that?
In the beginning I was struggling a lot, like the first 4 or 5 testings, it was really seconds off the pace. And then at some point this year, I think 2 or 3 testings ago, just switched to a point where I'm actually now close to the grid, not that far off anymore, making really big steps now. So that feels really good.
When was that point, and what was the reason that you made the decision to come into F4?
I wanted to do F4 already for like probably 4 or 5 years, but never. I tried to get into W Series, F1 Academy, but there was no budget, or didn't get invited for W Series, and now I finally got the budget to do F4 finally.
So. Absolutely. I think it's going to be a competitive season again. I don't know if you kept up with last season, but it was absolutely nip and tuck down to almost the last race. You've probably had a chance to weigh up the opposition, your fellow competitors already. What do you make of the grid this year?
I've seen all races last year. It was really competitive. To be honest, I don't know any of the drivers. Really like to keep things to myself, so I don't really know them, but it looks really competitive again. Yeah.
Who do you go to in your mind for inspiration? Who are your sort of mentors and the people in motor racing perhaps that have inspired you, Nina?
When I was little, I was looking up to Bijke Visser, another Dutch racing driver, female racing driver. Yeah. And when I was little, I was really looking up to her. Now she's not doing that much anymore, but when I was little, she was a really big inspiration. Yeah.
Got a good female entry in the championship this year, which is fantastic to see. Do you think that there are more women now getting into motorsport at this sort of level?
Yeah, definitely. When I started karting, there was like I was the only one, and maybe 4 or 5 other females spread it over the championship. And right now there are already like 5 females in just one championship, so that's really good.
Absolutely. And of course, this year, the championship goes to Zandvoort. You've laughed because you obviously know Zandvoort.
Yeah, that's my home track. I still need to find a bit of pace there, but it is my home track, yeah.
It's a lovely setting there, though, in there, with the sand dunes and everything, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be an exciting addition to this season's calendar.
I think it's a good thing to spice up the tracks a bit, yeah.
Have you yet had a chance to sit down, look at the data and think, okay, by halfway through the season, I would like to be in this position? Have you set yourself an expectation yet?
I set quite high expectations for myself, but I would like to finish in the top 10 in the points this year. It's going to be hard, but maybe try to fight for the rookie championship, of course, and just maybe I would really want to fight for some podiums as well.
How well do you know the circuits on the calendar in the UK?
They're all new to me.
They're all new? You've not driven any of them before, no?
This one a couple of times now, but for example, Brands, Snad, Donington, everything is new. All tracks are new to me.
That's a big learning curve, isn't it?
So
we start at Donington, which is a tremendous circuit, which you must have looked at on maybe the sim or watched races in there. Yeah. You're looking forward to that first race?
Yes, I look forward to all races. Especially Brands.
Absolutely marvellous. Nina, really good to have you in the series. Have a great season.
Great, thank you very much.